The pale young man eased himself carefully into the low chair and rolled his head to the side so that the cool chintz comforted his cheek and temple. "Oh dear," he said. "Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Oh." The clear-eyed girl, sitting light and erect on the couch, smiled brightly at him. "Not feeling so well today?" she said. "Oh, I'm great," he said. "Corking, I am. Know what time I got up? 4 o'clock this afternoon. Sharp. I kept trying to make it, and every time I took my head off the pillow, it would roll under the bed. This isn't my head I've got on now. I think this is something that used to belong to Walt Whitman. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear."
"Do you think maybe a drink would make you feel better?" she said.
"The hair of the mastiff that bit me?" he said. "Oh, no, thank you. Please never speak of anything like that again. I'm through. I'm all through. Look at that hand. Steady as a hummingbird. Tell me, was I very terrible last night?"
"Oh, goodness," she said. "Everybody was feeling pretty high. You were all right."
"Yeah," he said. "I must have been dandy. Is everybody sore at me?"
"Good heavens, no," she said. "Everybody thought you were terribly funny. Of course, Jim Pearson was a little stuffy there for a minute at dinner, but people sort of held him back in his chair and got him calmed down. I don't think anybody at the other tables noticed it at all. Hardly anybody."
"He was going to sock me?" he said. "Oh, Lord, what did I do to him?"
"Why, you didn't do a thing," she said. "You were perfectly fine. But you know how silly Jim gets when he thinks anybody is making too much fuss over Eleanor."
"Was I making a pass at Eleanor?" he said. "Did I do that?"
"Of course you didn't," she said. "You were only fooling, that's all. She thought you were awfully amusing. She was having a marvelous time. She only got a tiny bit annoyed just once when you poured the clam juice down her back."
"My God," he said, "clam juice down that back? And every vertebrae, a little Cabot? Dear God, what'll I ever do?"
"Oh, she'll be all right," she said. "Just send her some flowers or something. Don't worry about it. It isn't anything."
"No, I won't worry," he said. "I haven't got a care in the world. I'm sitting pretty. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Did I do any other fascinating tricks at dinner?"
"You were fine," she said. "Don't be so foolish about it. Everybody was crazy about you. The Major D was a little worried because you wouldn't stop singing, but he really didn't mind. All he said was he was afraid they'd close the place again if there was so much noise. But he didn't care a bit himself. I think he loved seeing you have such a good time. Oh, you were just singing away there for about an hour. It wasn't so terribly loud at all."
"So I sang," he said. "That must have been a treat. I sang."